The city of Newton is struggling to understand the suicides of three teenagers in the past 4 months. The first suicide was in October, a high school senior who was fighting an eating disorder. The second, 2 weeks later, a sophomore suffering from depression. Then last week, a junior killed himself without any apparent warning signs.
Who could ever imagine that we would be back here again under similar circumstances?
As he did after the previous suicides, Newton School Superintendent David Fleischman held a community meeting last night. Hundreds of parents gathered to talk about the school's efforts to help students cope and to address parents' concerns. WBUR's Martha Biebinger was at the meeting last night and has this story.
In the quiet of a late evening, two moms stop in a hallway at Newton South High School to share stories about Roe Grutman. The suicide of this outgoing student seems to have stunned everyone who knew him.
Well, we're all worried about our kids. Every parent I've spoken to tonight is worried about their kid.
Both of Barbara Patel's children were friends with Grutman. Faith Paul's son had three classes with him.
When my son transferred in middle school, Roe was the first person who made friends with him. He was just awesome.
Could happen to
If it happened to Roe, it could happen to our kids.
And there was nobody caught anything. No one knew that there was anything wrong.
Much of what parents are learning boils down to this. Suicide is complex. Parents heard last night that the vast majority of teenagers who commit suicide have a diagnosed mental illness, and were reminded that mental illness is treatable if parents and children seek help. What's hard is striking the right balance between talking about suicide openly with teenagers, but not dwelling on it so that a child who is at risk gets stuck in these thoughts. Dr. Susan Swick, chief of child psychiatry at Newton Wellesley Hospital, has been advising Newton schools and spoke to parents.
And with the outpouring of grief that follows, and sustained attention to the individual, to the subject of suicide, that can resonate with a vulnerable person, not every person, but with a vulnerable person in a way that might make an impulsive suicide attempt more likely.
After the deaths of Katie Stack and Karen Douglas last October, Newton brought in outside experts and spoke to high school teachers in an attempt to identify children adults thought might be vulnerable. Swick says everyone can help children become less vulnerable by building up their resilience.
This involves maintaining good social connections, right? It's about coping skills. It's about self-care. It's about getting good sleep, adequate exercise, and nutrition. It's about cultivating an ability to be flexible, to use some humor, some creativity. There's no one recipe for the things that you do, but it's cultivating good behaviors that build resilience.
And make sure, says Swick, that children have a network of adults who know them, talk to them, and keep an eye on them. Larry Berkowitz, who is advising Newton schools through Riverside Trauma Center, urged adults to stop in these next few days and weeks and just listen to their children.
Allowing them to talk with us about the loss that they've experienced. You know, we have to tell them we're sorry that they've lost a friend and a community member.
When this latest period of grieving becomes less raw, Newton schools plan to resume a suicide prevention training program that began after the deaths of Douglas and Stack. Many parents say they didn't know about this program and wondered why the schools weren't doing anything in response to the two earlier suicides. But in fact, student peer counselors working with teachers at both of the city's high schools had planned to begin small group discussions that would reach every student the week after school break. They will now be postponed. Newton Mayor Seti Warren says a new coalition of 50 different community groups has formed to promote emotional well-being for all ages.
We'll extend that beyond the Newton Public Schools into the community so we can reach families and young people outside of our buildings, the schools.
Parents broke into small groups last night to talk about their individual experiences and fears. One mom wondered why her son was rearranging his room and reorganizing his books. Another said her son couldn't stop crying. One mother wondered how to persuade her daughter to see a counselor. Many of the discussions came back to the question, why? A question that can never be fully answered after a suicide.
Well, if I had all the answers, we wouldn't be speaking.
Lila McCain is the mother of one of the suicide victims, Karen Douglas. McCain says it's hard to know if anything could have prevented her daughter's death.
The love was there. She had an amazing team, amazing teachers, and she beat us to it. And I'm going to just live with that pain.
McCain isn't just living with the pain. She and her other daughter have started an online campaign called Get Real to promote healthy body images for girls. It's an example of the projects Newton residents hope will help the city heal and build a healthier future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.